you've never been in this situation.
No, I haven't. But I mean, it's you know something to get used to. But I'm again, I'm just happy to come out here and put a helmet on. I'm just happy not have to sit out the whole season and get to play with these guys. You know, so I'm just you know just happy to be out.
What was it like today out there? What'd you do?
Oh man, I just did a little scout team stuff. I didn't do too much. You know, they're gonna start me in slowly, whatnot. But you know, just ran around, give the offense a good look and stuff like that. You know, just kind of just ran around with the ball.
Was it what you expected it to be?
Yeah. I mean, it was. You know, a scout team, so you know, you just run around, get tired a lot.
I mean, how nice. Well, it's been such a long time. I mean, how nice was it just to be out there running around?
Yeah, you know, it changed the pace, too. You know, you have to watch practice, you know, through the window. So it's always good, you know, going out there with the fellas. So I'm just excited, man. I'm just excited to go out there and put a helmet on and get to see this part of the season somewhat, you know.
Do you look at this as a three-week kind of tryout to show that you, you know, can be activated?
Nah, I don't look at like a 3 weeks type of trial thing. I look at it as, you know, just, you know, putting a helmet back on and kind of approach like camp, you know. Want to go out there, get the most you can do, and you know, get as much running you can do out there on the field and in between plays and stuff like that, and get as much done you could do before you know I step on the.
Did you go to Arizona to get cleared or?
No, he just saw the X-rays. I just sent the X-rays out to him. You know, I've been sending him X-rays every you know a few months here, and he's been looking at them, keeping track on them, and he just told me and the Eagles I was ready to play, and they got it cleared.
Who gave you the call Friday?
actually, Big Man did. Big Man, he called me up. Yeah, you know, and Howie did too. He called me up too, and just let me know that you know I could go out there and play, and I mean go not play, but go out there and practice and run around and see how everything goes.
You find in the next, I don't know, 4-6 weeks, whatever. At some point, do you feel like you can help this team this year?
Most definitely. I never, you know, counted myself out. Most not that, but you know, I always feel like I always bring something to the table. So. You know, it's just a matter of time now, you know. Just got to be patient, continue to work, and get the most I can do in practice and get ready for when they call me up.
You've been sort of the Iron Man for this team for a while, playing every game. What's it been like having to watch from the sidelines?
I mean, it's tough whatnot, you know. It's never easy, anything like that. But, I mean, the good thing is you have a lot of good teammates, you know, coaching, you know, they respect you and they, you know, show you, you know, give you room and give you time. So that's the good thing about it. You know, no one ever pressured me to do anything that I didn't want to do. And if the process, I'm sure it would have been different if the process was different, you know, since it was a lot more easy on me that, you know, I was able to focus and able to relax and not have to worry about that.
How hard have the last few months been for you, not being able to play?
I mean, it's tough, most definitely, as a player, you know. You just want to go out there and play so bad and you feel like, you know, you start questioning, like, man, you know, if I could play, you know, things probably could be different and stuff like that. But, you know, you never know, you know, but... I'm just happy, you know, I'm just able to put a helmet on, cleats on, and go out there and run with the guys. And, you know, just got to take one day at a time and just get as much as I can get done.